Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Media Mix, the best podcast on the planet. I am the Big Kahuna, Zach. And with me today, we have Nick and the lovely Jack in the Hat.
Yes.
And what movie are we doing today?
I'm actually Jack from the Titanic, so...
Okay.
What movie are we doing? Are we doing
that was...
Iceberg comes up behind you, just like...
comes up your butt. Oh, wait. We got to put that out.
The famous... the...
No, leave that.
I'm doing an intro here, boys. Okay.
This is content.
The famous Disney ride.
Yeah. So we went to Disney, yeah, right?
The
and
Jungle
we rode
Cruise.
This ride called Jungle Cruise. And now we're going to review the ride Jungle Cruise.
Psych!
Who went on the
Psych,
ride?
The
no!
Rock
we
movie.
Went to the movie theater oh. and sat in a movie theater seat and rode
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the
we
movie.
Did do that. We did do that. We went to the movies.
Yeah.
And saw Jungle Cruise. When did we go and watch that movie? It feels like a long time.
Like 5 months ago. This podcast isn't going to air until like...
When it first came out.
This podcast 15 will be years. On like December.
Yeah,
so
something like
you'll,
that.
You'll hear about Jungle
Merry
Cruise.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy Halloween, Ooh. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Whenever it comes out.
Probably when the next Rock movie comes out.
Mm. Mm. We like to keep our podcast universal with the times, so... Anyway, Jungle Cruise.
The Rock.
Who wants to start us off? Because I don't
Typical
movie.
Rock movie, okay?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a conflict. There's a resolution. There's an enemy.
Oh, and The Rock's in it.
And The Rock is in it.
Yeah.
And
so like,
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, Emily Blunt's mm-hmm. in it.
And a couple other people that I really don't know.
Like two other people.
Yeah.
Like the German guy.
Yep.
Tiger.
Tiger?
Tiger.
Oh, yeah. The Rock's pet kitty, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that was like a leopard or something like that.
That was a tiger.
Was it a tiger?
Was it?
I can't Let me look remember. At the cast list.
Oh, so boring. Make sure
God,
you're looking
this
it up
movie
on
was
Google
just so
alongside
good, I can't remember it.
Viewer.
So
you, will you find
the
tiger?
I'm not finding it. I'm not finding the tiger. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go over the quick summary of this movie. Basically, Emily Blunt, the woman by the name
the
of
the
by the name
woman.
Of
wow, what a
Lily
description, Jack.
Hewton. I think that's her last name.
Emily Hewton?
Last names weren't said ever, so.
Lily is going on an adventure to find a magical leaf that will cure everybody of all sickness. The end.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about this movie?
It's during World War II.
No, it's during World War I.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wrecked. Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Get wrecked.
I don't know.
And The Rock.
Leaf that
Rock.
Cures things, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so... So Lily wants to take it to do good with it and help everybody. The Rock wants it so he can stop being
old.
Yeah, he's like, what, 300 years old or something like that? Or was it 3,000?
The plot twist.
3,000? Are
I
you
know.
Stupid? He's like 200 years
since,
old.
Like, he was alive since like the 1600s.
Or like four, he's like 400 years old.
Okay, my bad.
1,000 years old, bro.
My bad. All right.
He met Jesus Christ, guys.
Yes. Wait, no. He had hair.
Years old.
He had hair when they did the flashback scene.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
That
you
was when
see,
he was playing
Hercules. If you want to see something cursed, you'll see Rock with hair in this movie.
That, you never saw Hercules?
Hercules. Oh, yeah.
The only good Rock movie? Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, where The Rock had hair.
Which movie
sword.
Had The Rock all CGI and he was a scorpion? Which movie was that? Schneider?
What? A Bug's Life?
No. Of Bug's Life?
The mummy. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he played
mummy.
A scorpion.
He, he played yeah. as a giant scorpion man, and he was all CGI, and he had hair. That was probably the most disturbing thing.
You know
about
what The Rock
it.
Needs to be in? Space Jam. Space
oh,
Jam 3.
You know, I would actually...
Yeah.
They just make it about somebody
really
completely
good,
other than
really good
basketball
idea.
Players.
Yeah.
You know, Warner Brothers might just take you up on that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think so.
It's terrible.
The Rock with hair?
No, the scorpion.
Yeah, it looks awful, doesn't
God,
it?
God, it's terrible. Because it's like...
It's one of the most horrifying things on the internet.
And it's the worst... Like,
I'll pop it up on the screen.
It's wait, hold on. Here's the photo of him, like, smiling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that Michael Jackson?
Oh my gosh.
It's like Michael Jackson.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's terrible.
What movie is that from?
The clip it's from is worse.
The Mummy?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyways.
I'm a little scarred now after that.
Yeah.
So.
This movie sucked.
No, I mean, okay, I thought it was pretty good.
It was like I went in with low expectations and I walked out saying, like, hey, it wasn't like a bad Disney movie, but
no,
I'm
wasn't
never
bad.
Gonna watch it again.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm probably never gonna watch that movie again. But
like me and Zach have, we've said it multiple times already that we didn't really have an interest in watching this movie, but we still wanted to go watch it because, you know, we'd had no bias because
we
this
are
movie.
Media mix. That's
yeah.
what we do.
Yeah, we'll even see Paw Patrol. Because
if it was good, no. you know, then yeah. it would be a pleasant surprise. But you know, it wasn't that good. Like,
yeah.
Let's just go over some of the. Okay, so the story you already said, Emily Blunt playing as Lily, trying to go find the magic leaf. Which
magic
is
leaf that cures.
When they discover penicillin.
I don't know.
It's probably just penicillin. It's penicillin.
That's definitely not anyway, penicillin because it made rock turn not into a rock.
Has a rock ever been exposed to penicillin before? Do you know what penicillin does to rocks?
I don't know. What does it do to rocks?
Probably what it did in the movie.
I don't think so.
You're right.
Because that rock was a person. I feel like we're just...
I feel like... I don't know. Was it Advil?
It was probably... Yeah.
It got rid of their headaches.
Well, he is the
What's
rock.
What's the opposite of Viagra?
It's the rock.
It was probably that.
The rock.
He was de-rockified. Remember?
So basically,
the equivalent of Viagra is just
they go through the whole movie around. Trying to find this mystical leaf that will cure all sickness.
Which, like, apparently and, didn't exist.
Yeah. And then they find it. And they go through this epic adventure and they find it.
Well,
and then
they
the
find
rock.
It, right? Because,
wait, shush.
No.
Stop.
They were able,
Stop
listen,
it.
You're
Stop.
Missing a key part of the
Stop.
Story. You're missing a key part. They were able to find it because Lily has that stupid rock. On her netlist.
The arrowhead,
right? And the reason why it never existed is because no one's ever found it, because nobody ever had that rock, I guess.
Anyways, so. That's not what I was going at. They find this mystical place, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get the leaf.
Yep.
And she's like, wow, I have the power in my hand to cure all sickness, to revolutionize modern science. Yep. What am I going to do with it?
Save the rock.
No, the rock literally turned into a rock. That's his, like, natural, like, form.
It's his natural state.
She took him out of his natural state. She unrockified him with the only leaf. And then she's like, let's go explore London. And then
they
explore London.
Was he going to die in that
ending was dumb.
Was he going to die when he became a rock? Or was he just going to be a rock?
He was dead.
And
well,
he wasn't going to die, though.
Dead.
How is he still alive? Why isn't, like...
I thought the whole point of him wanting the leaf was so he could die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he is sacrificing himself to become a rock.
That's dying, right? Well, no.
I don't think he is
because,
dying, though.
Because they, like, they like live or something like that, and they're, like, just kind of, like, stuck there just staring at the same thing for, like, millions
yeah.
of years or something like
Until
that.
Until another German dude comes along and revives them.
Yeah, by dropping the water on them. So basically, like, they're cursed from the ancient tribe or something that
was
there
special
before.
About that water?
Well, it was just like there was nothing special about the water,
they just
but the
leave the river.
Yeah, the curse was they couldn't get too far away from the river or else the jungle would take them back to it. Like they have to be like in they have to be like one with the river.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cuz it was like
Which,
I trapped them
and they
in
can't
spot
die.
Where they
can
never go back
sense?
To the river, so they just turned to stone.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make much sense cuz if it takes them back to the river, why didn't it take them back to the river when they fell in the hole? It just like trapped cuz
like
there.
they just couldn't they
well,
physically couldn't.
Yeah, they couldn't get them to the river.
I guess so it just frozen there.
I guess.
Cuz I guess the vines go through the ground and get to them while they're in the hole, but they don't go from the top of the hole down and drag
them
out of the hole.
That'd be funny if it's like if it's like taking them like above ground like in that forest where they like took them back to the river or whatever.
Yeah, like they're running and then they just get tripped
But
by
instead
the vines.
Of taking them all the way back to the water, they accidentally get like stuck on a tree or something like that and they're just stuck there turned into stone.
Like, oh no, I'm on a glitch. I'm on a glitch spot. I can't move.
guys help me.
What?
It's kind of funny though. The rock was just like, sick. Haha.
Yeah.
Get boned.
The movie
get
had a lot of
by the
like
tree.
Twists and turns, and I was just kind of like, oh, okay. this was based off of a cheesy ride at Disney.
Yeah.
Where it didn't give it justice because at the beginning.
With the cheesy jokes?
Yeah. Listen,
that was pretty funny.
Having the cheesy jokes.
It's so stupid. If you came here because of the ride, you literally could have stopped watching after that part where The Rock just tells all the cheesy jokes, right?
Pretty much.
Because that's pretty much all the ride is. It's just the conductor taking you through a little jungle cruise. Ooh, said the name. He takes you to a jungle cruise, and then he just says stupid puns the entire time. And it's like,
yeah, I like
the backside of water. I didn't even understand that.
The backside of water.
Yeah, the backside of water.
I'm sure like 50% of people in that theater didn't understand what that was. Unless I'm the only one.
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of people rode the ride.
No, I've never.
You never rode the ride?
No.
The ride's pretty good. I mean, it's exactly that. It's just like a conductor going around being like telling cheesy jokes.
Which park is it at? Disney World? Magic Kingdom?
The one in California or the one here?
It's here. Disneyland. It's here. I'm sure it's in both.
Why don't you just keep it there?
The mic isn't on.
It's not on?
No, because I turned it off last time, so it was...
Well, you probably turned it back on.
I turned it back on?
Not you, the other guy.
Oh. No, it's on. Up is okay, on. Then, whatever. What do you want? Anyway, no, it's in jungle. It's it's in Animal Kingdom.
I'm like, No, it's not.
Where is?
It's in what's the one with Star Wars?
Galaxy's Edge.
No, yeah, Galaxy's Edge. But which park is that in?
That's in Disney World.
No, it's not. It's in
Disneyland the movie Park.
One. Disneyland.
It's in the movie one. What's the movie
so,
one?
I'm pretty sure that's Magic Kingdom.
Where
is Kingdom? Not Epcot. It's the other one.
What park?
I can't think of the name.
Hollywood
Universal.
Studios?
Yes, Hollywood Studios. Thank you. It's in
what
that one.
Park is?
I believe it's in that one.
Universal Hollywood Studios.
Jungle
Cruise. Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Disney Hollywood Studios. It's Universal.
Who's
in Universal Studios?
Oh, Magic Kingdom. It's in Magic Kingdom. It's not in Hollywood Studios.
Are you sure?
I just looked it up.
Oh, you just
it kind of makes sense.
We're getting so bent out of shape over the location. My gripe is, why would they do the movie on Jungle Cruise, right? When they could do it on something cooler like Space Mountain.
Because what are you supposed to do on space? What?
Mountain in space?
I am in space now.
A mountain in space?
A mountain in space. Make a movie about it. I don't know. They took a river and made a Jungle Cruise movie out of it. I don't know.
They're changing the ride now to fit the movie that we're talking about.
Are they gonna make The Rock do like a 30-second voice snippet and have him just
probably not.
I'm sure they will.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, he could be the person speaking on the line into the ride, you know?
Yeah.
Where they're like, Jungle Cruise.
The people speaking from what I remember, the people speaking on the line into the ride was like. Like, it was like this explorer coming on the TV talking about how dangerous the jungle is.
It's probably going to be The Rock.
Yeah, that could probably be The Rock.
The Rock.
Why do you give him that accent? I don't know. English
Rocky.
Shoot it, boy, the Bobby. And today we heard going on a jungle cruise. Wow, I'm so nervous.
Oh, yes, it's me, The Rock. Cheerio. Oh, yes,
I mean,
splendid.
To be fair, I didn't like the ending because it was so just cheesy. Like, I feel like
they went on this... Let's teach you how to drive a car.
Yeah, let's teach The Rock, this 400-year-old man, to drive a car.
Do you guys know The Rock's never driven a car?
Do you know that? I don't care.
That's cap.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know Robin Williams used to be a conductor on the Jungle Cruise?
No way.
Yeah, he used to be... A skipper on Jungle Cruise.
I'm not gonna make that joke. That was dark.
Oh, what? What were you gonna say?
You know, you also used to be alive.
Oh my god,
that's messed up.
Did you know most sharks don't attend church?
What?
Did you know what?
Say most sharks don't attend church.
Most sharks.
Yeah.
What did you smoke?
Where's the lie, though? They don't.
Did you know sharks don't know what camels are?
Yeah, camels don't know what sharks are.
You know, The Rock isn't actually a rock. He's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Did you know I just farted and none of you heard it?
Wait, hold
is
on.
Is The Rock's
hold on.
Middle Me name actually...
Don't even try, Schneider.
Is The Rock's middle name actually The Rock?
Dwayne
no.
The
Did he, like,
Rock
get it?
Johnson.
He probably got it from WWE.
I mean, I don't know. That man could have changed his, like, name. Hang on.
Yeah, go look that
What's
up.
The Rock's middle name? It's going to be, like, Kyle.
I already looked it up.
Dwayne Lawrence Johnson.
Dwayne Douglas Johnson.
Dwayne Douglas Johnson.
Wow.
Hey, yo, DDJ. What's good?
Dude, that's John Cena's real name. John Felix Anthony Cena Jr. That's his full name. Oh, Vin Diesel has got a stupid name.
Mark Sinclair. Name?
Mark Sinclair.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Why did they have Paul Walker on here? Paul William Walker the fourth.
He's not walking anymore.
Man, we're
sinking the rock bottom.
This is what happens.
Just like our views.
Good.
Yeah. We're only three men strong in this one. So
not kosher, yeah, sorry.
Trying to do our
best.
We
apologize. It is all jokes. We miss the dead.
It's such a weird thing that his last name was Walker when all he did was drive in his movies.
What?
That was a really funny joke.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even
turn your mic off now.
I'll just keep the camera on Zach the entire time.
Fair enough. I mean, it's all
right. Back to Jungle Cruise. Back to Jungle Cruise.
I don't want to know. I really hope you meant that like COME.
Huh? Do not come.
I will come.
I'm gone.
Do not come. Do not come. All right. I got a question about the actual freaking movie, though.
Okay.
Why does Lily not like the water? Can she just like not swim, or she's just like, I don't like the water? But she wants to go to the Amazon rainforest. It's the Amazon, right?
Yeah, she can't swim.
I think they make it very.
Yeah, but like, does she just not like the water?
Oh.
Yeah, but like her whole thing is she's going.
She lives in England.
So they have pools there.
And
do they swim in them, though?
I'm sure they had bodies of water in World War I.
Did they let women swim in pools back then?
I don't know. What do you mean, let women swim in pools?
It was a different time.
What?
Oh, man, we really are sinking.
Not we, you.
You are. I'm taking you guys with me.
He's going to say
that. But answer the question, Jack. Did they?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure.
Did they
sure
what? Have pools?
I'm sure they had pools.
No.
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Hold up! Hold up!
That was an American thing.
Welcome back to history class with the big
pools were invented. Oh. Swimming pools in Rome for the first century.
Began in the late 1800s, so you can go jump off a bridge.
Well, America was
into a pool because they're around for like hundreds of years.
America was a thing during that time. When was America started, Jack?
How'd you pass high school?
Yeah, when was America started, Nick?
1776.
No.
Yeah? That's when America was born.
No, that's when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Oh.
You're retarded.
Actually,
you
that's...
You can't call me that!
What do you mean?
That's when he was chopping off
hands. As early as 1837, six indoor pools with diving boards existed in London, England.
When?
Man, in 1837.
That. Yeah, okay, well, this was not in 1837.
That was
1937. This is like...
Yeah, that still means that there would be pools there, Jack.
Yes, that supports my argument.
Yeah, exactly, and so that's why
so
I'm
you're
saying,
wrong!
Oh, you're getting shitty with me.
Yeah, because you're wrong!
I'm not wrong! I didn't say that swimming pools didn't exist, and he did!
Did you say swimming pools didn't exist?
No!
Oh,
why are you getting shitty with me?
Man, I keep on
getting out of here,
Nick!
I'm not
talking anymore. You lost.
See, now what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to switch the auto effect and do this shit all the time. Now you're going to have to Star Wars effect all the time.
Do your
Okay, I'll keep it on cut.
Alright.
So,
well,
if no one's around.
So that answers that question.
I have a question. So if no one's around, does The Rock make a splash in the water?
Shut up. If no one's around, I was like, is you? Wait.
Well, what is The Rock cooking?
Wait. I know what I'm cooking up.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Somebody, dang it, we didn't catch that on the mic.
Somebody asked him that before, and he said horse shit.
What, did he just not believe it, or was that actually what he's cooking?
I don't know. I mean, apparently it depends on the time of year. And it's just
different
shit
depending on the time of the year.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Horse militia. I've been going to Taco Bell all the time.
We really can't upload this, can we?
We can.
What do you mean?
It's about, dude. We're talking more about, dude. Poop is probably more interesting than this movie, from what I've heard.
You want to talk about butts? Let's talk about butts.
No. Listen, this movie was...
It was adventurous.
It was very adventurous. I like a good adventure movie.
Because what I found funny...
But it was a little boring.
Did you like this movie?
Can I just...
Well, I'm going to save that for the end, okay?
What I found funny is that I looked at it and then I was like...
Totally, yeah. How much... What time are we at?
We're 28 minutes.
Gosh dang it.
This
could
be a short podcast.
All right, we're going to make this podcast...
But I wanted to ask
just
a make question.
It a mini-sode.
You can make a mini-podcast.
Media Mix mini-sode.
Yeah, just do mini ones. We don't have anything
I wanted to ask a question, though, about the movie.
What?
Because who's the actual, like, main antagonist of this movie? Is it the German
dude?
There's two. There's the German dude, and there's the guy,
the Spanish man.
Hang on, I can pull him up.
Spanish man.
Take me by the hand. How do I pronounce his name? Aguirre? Hang on, let me get Google to say his name. No, wait. Guys, I don't know.
I'm looking up Dwayne Johnson fun facts.
Anyways, the dude who was trying to help his sister was also the main antagonist, along with his little like henchman that he had.
The sister?
The guy who was like the whole conflict from the beginning, how Rock got turned into a rock. You know, I'm done with this movie, dude.
31 things you never knew about Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
All right, let's get into it.
Just so that you guys know.
We should cut out that super awkward pause. That
was a really long pause. Yeah, I thought of that. I was like, never mind.
What pause?
I mean, there's cutting, right?
And we're back, Zach.
Never mind. Just go ahead.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I don't know where to go with this movie.
Number one, he moved a lot as a kid. Interesting.
I mean, a lot of people move. A lot of people move around.
He was an awkward teenager.
Was he a military brat?
I don't know. He had an embarrassing nickname. Called him Dewey.
One of the Jungle Cruise skippers, back from the ride, have gone on to be Richard Nixon's press secretary. Interesting fact.
Well, that ended well. Anyways. He wanted to join the FBI.
That didn't work out.
Dude, that would be epic, bro. That's like a typical Rock move right there. Like, dude in a uniform. He's like in a uniform. He has like the silenced pistol like on the Rock. Pew, pew, dead.
What movies has The Rock ever done that?
I don't know. I just could see The Rock being like a FBI dude.
I can never take The Rock seriously.
Would you watch
just
a
showing up?
It's like whenever James Bond
FBI open up.
You'd watch a James Bond movie starring The Rock.
No,
I think I would.
You know, actually, who makes like a really good agent who's like also very large?
The Rock,
the guy who plays Henry Cavill.
Oh,
did you ever see that spy movie that he played in?
Yes.
What spy movie did he play?
Oh my
god,
he was a Russian.
No, he wasn't.
Oh wait, it was.
You're talking about
it was the other guy.
Oh my god, he was the guy in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Henry Cavill.
Oh shit! Wait.
Oh my god,
he's just making fun of her for not knowing.
Wasn't he Batman?
Wait.
Oh my god, did he voice Groot?
Sorry, I was thinking about the wrong movie.
Ooh, yo, I got something. I got something interesting.
Oh,
okay.
Willie Nelson gave him his first guitar.
Who?
Who's Willie Nelson?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah. I'm still doing the 31 facts.
Oh.
Wait, I got something about Jungle Cruise. Hold up.
He's scared of spiders.
Did you guys know that in the original days of Jungle Cruise, and I think about making a movie about it, they were originally going to star Tom Hanks and Tim Allen.
Oh.
Tom Hanks and Tim Allen.
Yes. Scrapped.
This whole episode just sucks.
Oh no!
Apparently, one of the Jungle Cruise boats actually sank in the actual attraction in Disney. Interesting.
How many people died?
The Nazis are Africans.
15 people got eaten by animatronic sharks. Just kidding.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding. No. Just common fat. No, that never happened.
Careful, my dearies. The automatons get a bit queery at
can
night.
Can I read number 12?
What's number 12?
His cheat meals are epic. That's
eats, like,
literally what it says.
Like, he eats so many calories a day. What's so
epic about him?
How many calories does a rock consume?
He said on Reddit that his favorite cheat meal is double dough pizza, pancakes, and peanut butter brownies with a Diet Coke.
Jesus.
Peanut butter brownies.
Oh my god, this is his cheat meal? Holy crap, that's huge!
There's also eight slices of French toast.
It's like I'll throw it up on the screen.
Three people.
Why are they all bite size?
It's sushi.
It's sushi.
dip.
Why is it fish?
I was thinking of brownies. I was like, those do not look like brownies. Also, why are they all fucking bite-sized?
Really, he's a big guy.
Jumanji is his most popular movie so far.
Jumanji?
This was probably made a while ago.
Is his most most popular movie?
Yeah.
I think
Jumanji was so good.
I think this is
because that can't be true.
I'm sorry. Is this not interesting enough for you?
Jumanji is his best movie.
Is this the Wish version of Jumanji?
He once held a world record for selfies.
What a fucking normie.
What?
I don't know. Yeah. Most selfies taken in a 3-minute span.
What?
Mm. Why? Nice.
How's that possible?
Why does
appreciation
Vin,
for The Rock.
Why does Vin Diesel... I feel so bad for Emily Blunt on this podcast, considering we're just totally glazing over the fact that she was...
Okay, let's talk about Emily Blunt. Why wasn't John... there, okay.
Also, why
the
is her last
kissed
name
her.
John Jablonski?
The Rock kissed her.
Do you think the reason that she's not getting rid of her last name is because it's Blunt and she's like, it's kind of a cool name, last name?
I don't
know. Name
it's
Blunt.
It's
of,
to keep her fame.
Don't
change
their
last
name.
Oh, that's
married.
Stupid.
It's because they're celebrities.
They're gonna make a weed business. How profitable would that be with the
Emily,
last name Blunt?
Emily Blunt's Blunts.
Oh my God, that'd be so.
Yeah. I mean, they live in L.A. That could work.
Well, it's not the weirdest thing a celebrity sold.
Kevin Hart out here selling
the vagina-scented candle.
Ugh, gross.
I was talking about the vagina-scented
candle.
Ugh, God. I forgot which one of our friends thought that she was attractive, and I was like...
Who was that?
Who? Do we want a name drop?
Probably.
Let's name drop. Is it someone on Media Mix?
Probably the skinny, skinny alcoholic we know.
Mm.
Don't say his name because I know.
Oh.
Damn, they've been married for like 10 years.
Did he ever say that?
No. I think we're thinking
Emily
of Taylor
Blunt
Swift.
And John have been married for like 10 years.
Oh yeah.
It's kind
of too bad they argued on the set of Quiet Place 2 and got divorced.
No, they didn't.
Okay. He's like, oh. All
right, we're ending the podcast now.
We're 35 minutes, and like 5 of those minutes aren't even like,
yeah,
aren't even real. I honestly think like. Also, most of it is like us
Let's
talking.
Let's see how this shorter video does. Let's see. Curious.
Viewers, if you know Tim Allen, tell him to contact me.
Why?
Business email.
About,
why?
About?
Because I want him to like sign everything I own. And I need him to, I need to have a video of him.
Sign my
like,
ass.
Bleh.
Sign my ass, please. Tim Allen, please.
Tim Allen, I love you in Santa Claus. I mean, he played a mean Santa. 1, 2, and not 3.
Holy
so, just 1 and
holy
2.
Holy crap. I love the thing where it's like...
Oh, I need him to sign, you know in Santa Claus 2 when they made, like, the weird version of him? Like, the weird...
The plastic one?
Yeah, the plastic version of him. I need to own a plastic version of him.
Have you seen Santa Claus 1, like, lately? Have you seen that movie again?
I mean, probably
that thing is
Christmas.
Stupid! Have you?
It's so funny.
I haven't
seen that movie in a long
it's,
time.
It's literally like he arrives, right? And he's there. And
yeah,
then
he
he's like
Santa.
He's like, hey, get off my roof! He's like, and he like falls over and dies. And
that's
then
why
he
great.
He like walks over and he's like, are you okay? And then he just like, like deflates, and his kid's like, "You killed Santa!" And he's like, and then just.
No, I didn't. You killed.
That's why it's great. Why?
It's so it's such a weird trip that it's like thou shalt who shalt kill Santa
thou
shall become
thou
Santa.
Thou hast slain thine Santa.
Become Santa Claus.
Oh really? Oh, I thought it was
with thine Santa Claus.
Whoever puts on the Santa jacket. Now has to take the
I hate how
Santa.
This content is probably more entertaining to people than us talking about Jungle
go
Cruise.
To
Can we do the Santa
I mean, we did it. We did
Christmas?
Jungle Cruise.
Oh, did sure. Jungle Cruise?
We did it. Aren't we doing Santa Claus right now? What are we?
All right,
we
we're ending this.
I think
right.
The most important
Zach.
Part about Jungle Cruise, right, is
what?
That when Michael Bay. Shot Transformers. in order, like,
stop talking.
Audition video was just him her washing his old like 60s Camaro or something.
I'm gonna fart.
Okay.
Like a
Zach,
so that video
go ahead and give your rating of Jungle Cruise.
I
The movie we're doing the podcast on.
No, how Nick go first?
Me?
Oh gosh.
Wow, what time is it? It's a very short podcast.
I really don't care.
Movie bad. 6 out of 10.
That's the definition of movie bad. 6 out of 10.
Right. I miscalculated.
it's at least a 4.
Movie bad. 5 out of 10.
Okay.
That's
movie.
That's literally that means average.
Okay, that is not average.
Five out of ten is average.
That's F. That's a fail. This movie failed. It made me
sad. It got a 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
What about Rotten Tomatoes?
Or IMDb.
What are Rotten Tomatoes?
I think it got like a 30 on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I got a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Who the frick is IMDb?
Which one? Audience score or critic?
I don't know. How do I tell?
You right, probably have to click on it.
Give your review of this movie.
Let's see. Wait, hang on. I want to see what Jungle Cruise. Oh, it got a 92% on audience score.
Did that right?
Of course, because every normie who watches this movie loves The Rock.
Yeah, but a 63 on a tomato meter. Yeah, I don't know about tomato meter,
down,
bro.
I look up. All I'm right. Like, who's this movie?
You heard it here first, folks. What does it say? 92% for audience. Okay, Jack's review for Jungle Cruise is 92%.
No, it's not. Okay, movie mediocre. I give it a 7. No, I give it a 6. 6 out of 10.
That's mediocre.
Movie mediocre. Yeah.
All right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Zach Attack 42203.
Speedrun, go.
I said speedrun, go.
I know, I said that purposely to like get them to go to the other like channel.
Yeah, well, it better be in the description below.
Oh, shoot.
Well.
Or popping up on the screen right here.
You're funny.
Jack, get rid of the media mix, shit. Put my name.
It's just, yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be so, I'm just going to give a bunch of
Yeah, I know, I left that open-ended.
You don't even edit the videos, there. I'm editing the videos.
Yeah, but if
now.
I edit, no. Just put a bunch of random links to like internet poop.
Yeah, but if I were to edit this one, I'd just put Markiplier's just, it's the link. And
we do love Markiplier.
Just put a bunch of links to a bunch of like Markiplier, like PNGs.
Quick, say it, so yes. Then we could go do a better movie.
Oh, 4. 4 out of 10.
Dang.
Wow.
Dang. I like Jumanji better in this movie. And I think Jumanji's just a way better version.
Oh, we love Jumanji. Jumanji's amazing.
Yeah. I was saying, I wouldn't say Jumanji.
Five.
It's more like a
five
Indiana Jones movie starring
five.
The Rock.
I'm pretty sure this is the lowest movie so far.
No, it's not. We've given lower.
Average?
I think it's the lowest average.
No, I think average would be even lower.
I think it's also skewed because there's only three of us, and the three of us combined hated the movie.
Oh, I didn't hate it. I just thought it was a 6 out of 10.
Maybe Army of the Dead was
lower. Snyder and Vicky's opinions that they watched it.
Dude,
if Alex
from hearing this, I feel like I would have just farted in the mic, and then everybody would be like, good content.
Wow.
Great content. So much better than Jungle Cruise. I didn't have to pay $50 to watch PNG. It.
I'm sorry if you like the movie. I mean, again,
it's for children.
It wasn't. It's not really for children.
Yeah.
Because there are some pretty like scary parts that would be for children.
That sex scene.
The Rock gets
Dwayne
the Rock.
The
Rock kissed Emily Blunt in it.
Hang on. I got a quick thing.
Bro, they like ate each other's face.
Yeah, that's cool. Can you shut up now?
All
right.
Why is it here?
Why did you rate it? The way you rated it. You're just rating it like that just because, like, you know, it was a, like, overall mediocre movie.
It was
six,
just, like, yeah,
four
it
to
was
10.
Just a mediocre movie.
Or you say, like, based off of, like, let's try and base it off of something. So, like, based off of the actual, like, screenplay, the story, and the acting. So, like, the actual, like, shots, like, the film itself, like,
right.
The setting it was in. The,
I think it was, which was probably mostly CGI.
It was.
I'd
I feel
say
like it was
through
a lot.
The whole movie.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we don't care.
I'm sorry. It's a natural reaction to pain.
I'm sorry. I know this movie wasn't that good.
Do you mean they just give you a nice right hook across your face and then just?
I don't know.
I mean,
we were surfing.
I
was. Just
I think the
down
big
the
picture is like, this is a Disney ride that. Did not need a movie for it at all. I think they should have just kept it a ride. It's not like it had.
Well, based off of
the fuck's going on
based off
there?
Of the parameters, like what would you say it would be? Like based off of the parameters I said. So like, let's start with
the acting.
How do you
bad
the acting? So what would you give it out of 10?
it's like an average 6.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you give the actual, like, film aspect of it? So, like, the actual, like what you saw. Like, the whole, like, the cuts. The,
visually.
Yeah, the visuals of it. Thank you. What would you say that was? Like, was it visually better. Pleasing? Or was it, like, bad? Like, this is poop, bro. Like, why is he...
I mean...
It wasn't bad. I think there was so much CGI.
There were some cool shots, I guess. Like, when Emily Blunt, when they were at the... What even was that place? The museum? And she stole the crystal and was hanging on the ladder.
Yeah.
I guess that was kind of cool, because that was actually a stunt that she did.
Right.
And there were other times, too. Like, the zip line was cool.
The rapids.
That was...
I guess. Which, still it's, like, I think all that was CGI.
Yeah. Still, but, like... But CGI or not, it was still cool. You still... Like, what would you give it? Like, CGI or not?
Like, even the tree lighting up looked good.
Yeah.
But...
What would you give it off of, like, the visuals?
For, like...
Or visuals. Building,
I couldn't...
For
I
the visuals same, alone, what would you give it?
Like, a 7.
7? Okay, and then what about the story itself?
Oh, like a 1.
A 1? Okay.
Because I think the story was dumb. I mean, I think that's what brought this whole movie down. I mean, the acting was okay. I mean, like, obviously it's The Rock. You're not going to have world's greatest cry scene. But, I mean, it's like, it's The Rock.
So, overall, based off of those parameters, you rated it a 4.6. So, what would you rate it before? A 4?
A 4.
Yeah, so that's pretty close.
Pretty close.
All right, what about you, Nick? So, what did you think on the acting?
Average. What would an average number be?
5.
Like 5? Okay, yeah, 5.
Okay, so Nick's got 5 for the acting. What would you say about the visuals?
Visuals, nothing too fancy.
Hey, assholes, we're doing a show here.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting, and she drops my phone.
I didn't want excuses. I asked for silence. Keep going, Nick.
It was on the edge. No, it's fine.
You better not replace it with better some be. Stupid, like,
I broke my phone.
All right, Nick.
I got you my dad's phone.
All right, Nick. Visuals.
Visually, maybe above average.
Above average?
No, it did nothing special.
Nothing special?
Did nothing bad.
Okay. So give a number out of 10.
6.
6? Okay. And then what about the story itself?
Dog water,
what would you say out of 10?
Like, 3.
3? 3 out of 10?
That's my favorite. Not okay. Two.
So you gave it the same exact thing as Zach, a 4.6.
Did I?
Yeah. Like, based off of, like, those three
Well, I gave
things.
It a 5, Adbreak. So 4.6 rounds closer to 5.
Pretty much. All right. So for me, I would say the acting. I didn't see anything wrong with the acting.
No,
I don't think the acting was...
It did nothing... It didn't wow me.
Tiger.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't... That's true. It didn't wow me, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't, like,
it wasn't
dude...
Bad. It, was
it wasn't, like, dude, I know this is fake. Like, obviously, yeah. I know this is fake, but, like, it doesn't... They don't make it yeah, seem so like it. So, I give it a 6. Like, it wasn't... Yeah. Like I said, it didn't wow me.
They didn't set up any, like, emotional scenes or any, like...
Yeah.
You know, there's no, like, arguments that were, like, oh, my God, you know, that's, like, the most realistic argument.
And they really
yeah.
tried... In that aspect too, and it just never really
I guess
like, felt, it kind of just fell flat, you know. They tried to build The Rock up like his character as this very untrustworthy person who's just like conniving for his own benefit, but it just doesn't really have that emotional impact, you know. That's the only like sophisticated thing I can bring up about this movie, was that they tried in that aspect of like character development, and it didn't really work out, in my opinion.
Hey, do you guys like right Twix or left Twix better?
How about we finish
honestly,
this talk about it after?
Don't give a shit. All
right, so
the burning question.
The visuals, in my opinion, was
I'm a right guy.
The visuals, in my opinion, was good. I like the visuals, so sure. I didn't think there was anything bad. Like, you know, like you said, with like
what?
The tree and the actual boat itself. Like
what
the different...
had better visuals, yeah. in your opinion? Avatar or this movie?
Oh, Avatar 100,000%. But, like, that's only because it was, like, the whole setting of it wasn't, like, a mystical jungle with white-up plants and
yeah,
weird
I mean,
creatures
I think
stuff.
There's a difference between a...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to compare when there's,
alien,
like...
An
okay,
alien
Jumanji
jungle.
Or this movie?
Well, okay, like I said, it's a different setting. For this movie setting, I thought they did a pretty good job with the visuals of it. So yeah. I'd give the visuals of this.
It's a different setting.
Well, okay, you can't really...
still in a jungle.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Right, but it's like a real jungle, real, like a dangerous hypothetical jungle versus an alien kind of planet.
An alien, a super cool alien planet with flying, floating rocks and light up giant, like, Goliath trees and stuff. Like, of course, the visuals are going to be amazing on that.
I can't even think of another movie that would, like, you can compare that setting Avatar? To. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't either.
Wait, you know who I just remembered?
I could think of, like, a game. Like, you could compare that kind of to Subnautica in a way.
Not as good,
because that's an alien world. But
I might raise my score just because of Lily's brother. Lily's brother was really funny. I feel like
was he cute?
He was a steamy hot man. I will say that.
Right.
Throw back to episode one of Media Mix.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. Yeah, but
steamy hot man.
Remember that with the hot tub? The guy coming out to fight John Wick, and I was like, oh, steamy Zach hot man.
I don't know if Zach saw that. You're that was the John Wick podcast.
Oh, yeah, Zach wasn't here.
That was before I was born.
Can I get to my rating? This is like
get on with it. Throw out a number.
All right, freaking the visuals, I give it an 8 out of 10. I thought it was pretty good for what the actual setting was.
All right, I'm done fighting you on
that. All right. I'm curious what you thought about the story.
Story? Yeah, that's like a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, there you go.
That was really nothing special.
I think that was the only thing really bringing this movie down.
I don't know, story. Yeah, story is like a huge. It's a huge part of the movie.
It's not that it stunk, because it wasn't like.
No, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't garbage. But it just did not
hold my interest at all.
No, it really didn't.
Like, I was already not interested in the movie.
I feel like the whole
story was just lackluster.
No, what kept me interested was the whole like visuals. To be honest, like I liked the whole like jungle part of it with like the really rickety old boat and.
With the
people watch Transformer movies just because of the visuals.
Yeah. I think the funniest moment of the whole movie was when the tiger drank the wine off the floor. It got drunk and it threw up.
That was funny. I will admit, the ending was kind of funny because it started out all the people kind of throwing the dude out because they're like, your request is retarded. We don't like you. Go away. And then they end up getting the plant for the research, and then he comes back and is like, none of you are invited to the party. We're going to make millions.
They're all like,
which is like literally the end, which I feel like is so lackluster compared to the whole journey that they went on. And they went on this whole journey for the leaf, and they never showed what they did with it.
Yeah.
Went on a journey for the leaf and brought back a rock.
The end, everybody.
And Emily Blunt is A-okay with that.
The revolutionized medicine. Just took the rock out of drive.
So my score is like a 5.6. So it all kind of matched our like scores we kind of just blurred out. So that's pretty good. But
I'm afraid of my word.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna end this with taste test. Would it taste better, right or left?
Hand me left.
No, I gotta taste better.
Why would you taste it and then taste it?
How am I gonna know what it tastes like?
No, this one tastes good. No, this one tastes good.
We have to explain our side of the argument.
Does it actually taste different?
No, it tastes like
shit. No, it don't.
It don't?
It don't taste different.
Well, I don't know.
This is so stupid. It tastes the same, right? Chocolate-covered cookie.
I hate that it actually tastes more stale.
All right, everybody. And on that note...
Toast is better!
On that note...
That's racist.
We are ending this podcast. Shush. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and watching. I really appreciate it to this crazy episode. Let us know if you thought Jungle Cruise was a good movie in the comments, you know?
Do you think The Rock is a good actor?
It's true. Actually, on our analytics, it shows that when people watch our videos, everybody tunes in for the beginning, a little bit of the middle, and then the very end. Don't know why. That's just when people tune in.
To see the exhilarating ratings that the Big Kahuna offers.
I guess so. But, thank you so much.
It's very sticky.
Please like, subscribe. Really means the world to us. We're just a small channel trying to make it.
Comment what movies you want us to do next.
Yeah, comment what movies. Video games.
Comment if you want Markiplier on.
That'd be the day I'd complete my life right there.
Yeah, I would pay for
Ryan Reynolds.
I'd pay my life savings to get him on a podcast. That'd
Mike
be
Myers
awesome.
And Tim Allen. If you know any of them, tell them Media Mix.
If we can just
get
Tim Allen on a phone call so we can record him saying,
why don't we get Steven Yeun on here?
I just want Markiplier, all right? That's all I really want. But anyways, thank you so much for watching, everybody.
Daddy Player.
Peace out.
Have a nice day.